Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, begin the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So, Mishnah Test. Parak Bey's Mishnah Test. So, we just said that there was a story that happened. We said in the last Mishnah, there was a story that happened where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed whether to declare Rosh Chodesh on day 30 or day 31. Because the Edom came and they said that they saw the new moon on the 30th night, but not on night 31. So, Rabbi Yeshua said, that's ridiculous. You can't testify that a woman was pregnant one day, that a woman had a baby one day and was pregnant the next day still. It doesn't work that way. So you have to throw out the Eidos, and Rosh Chodesh is not for another day. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Eidos and thought that that it was Rosh Chodesh on that earlier day. So Shalach Rabbi Gamliel sent a message from Yeshua. Gozarni alecha shetavu atzli b'makalcha b'malsecha b'yom ha-kippur m'shechalios b'cheshboncha. I'm making a gzeir on you that you need to take your money belt and your walking stick on the day that you think is Yom Kippur, the day that according to your cheshbon is Yom Kippur, and come to me. You have to publicly show that you're accepting the authority of my Beis Din. So even though Ram Gamliel's cheshbon was different, Ram Gamliel held that Yom Kippur was going to be a day earlier. So the day that according to me is Motzai Yom Kippur, but according to you is Yom Kippur, you need to walk to me with your walking stick. Halacha Motzai Rabbi Kiva Meitzar. Rabbi Kiva went and found Rabbi Yosef Yeshua, all sad and all upset that he has to be Mechal Yom Kippur by the Tzivoy of the Nasi. So Amalot Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yeshi Lomot Shekol Mash Asur Rabbi Gamliel Asui. I could show you from Pasuk in the Torah that whatever Rabbi Gamliel says, right or wrong, whatever Rabbi Gamliel says is the halacha. That's what you have to do. Shemar Eilim Moadei Hashem Mikra'i Kodesh. Pasuk says, Eilim Moadei Hashem Mikra'i Kodesh Asher Tikru'u Osam Bein Bizmanon Bein Shalom Bizmanon Eilim Moados Ela Eilu. Whether it be at the right time, whether it be not at the right time, the Yom Tovim are determined based on the calculations of the Beis Din. And from Gamliel is in charge of the Beis Din, then that's it. That's the Psak. Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas, Rabbi Yeshua then went to Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas, who also disagreed with Ram Gamliel and agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Dosa ben Hakinas said to him, if we're going to start challenging the Beis Din of Ram Gamliel, Moshe, we're going to have to challenge every Beis Din from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until now. Shnemar v'yal Moshe v'Aaron nadav aviv v'shivim mizikna Yisrael v'lam lo nesparshu shmosin shel zekenim. Why didn't it mention the names of the zekenim? Elamit shakol shloshu shamdu Beis Din al Yisrael hareu kebeis dinu shel Moshe. That it doesn't really matter what the names of the dayanim are. Anytime you have a Beis Din made up of any three people, they have the same authority as the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yeshua therefore followed Rami Gamliel directive that he's got to come on the day that he held his Yom Kippur. Notal Maklo Uma Osav Biado. He took his walking stick and his money in his hand. Vahalach liyavnes Ram Gamliel, and he went to Yavne to Ram Gamliel biyom shchal Yom Kippurim lios b'cheshbanu, on the day that he thought was really Yom Kippur. Amar Ram Gamliel neshaka al rosh. Ram Gamliel stood up and he kissed him on his head. Amar lo bo b'shalom Rabbi v'talmidi. Come b'shalom, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rabbi b'chachmi, you're my Rebbe because you have a greater chachma than me, v'talmidi shekabalto dvarai, and you're my Talmud because you accepted what I had to say, even though you personally disagreed with it. Now we move on, Be'ez Hashem, to the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to. This Mishnah still is on in the dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah discusses being Makadish the Chodesh, Beizin of Kol Yisrael. Even if all of the Beizin, every member of the Jewish people, saw the new moon on that 30th night, Nechru Edimor, the witnesses were questioned. The 30th day, v'lohu spiku lomar mekudash ad shechashecha. But the Beis Din, for whatever reason, was unable to declare Mekudosh until it was already dark the following the 30th day, Harezu Mu'ubar. Well, then that day was not Rosh Chodesh, and the Chodesh becomes a Chodesh Mu'ubar, and day 31 is going to be Rosh Chodesh, meaning day 30 can only be Rosh Chodesh if there was an official declaration as such. It doesn't matter how obvious the Metzius is, They need the official declaration. So what if the only people who saw the new moon were the Beis Din themselves? Ru'u Beis Din Bilvad. If only the Beis Din saw the new moon. So Yamdu Shnayim V'idu B'fneihem. So two of them should testify in front of the other members of the Beis Din. V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh. And the other members of the Beis Din will say Mekudosh Mekudosh. The members of the Beis Din could declare Rosh Chodesh based on seeing it themselves without having testimony of witnesses, because it's at least as good, meaning hearing it from witnesses can't be stronger than what they see with their own eyes. But the case is, the Beis Din had to accept testimony because they saw the new moon at night. And at night, you're not allowed to accept testimony. So it's not a time that's kosher for Beis Din to see it. But the Re'iyah has to be at a time that the Shmi'ah could have been done. So if they saw it at night, they're still going to need testimony, and therefore they become Edim for the rest of the Beis Din during the daytime. Now, what if only three members of the Beis Din saw the new moon, and there were no other witnesses aside from that? Ru'u Shlosha, the Hain Beis Din, three people saw it, and they are the Beis Din, so Yamdu Hashnayim, two of them should be testifying. V'yashivu mechevrei meitzal liyachil, and they should draft onto the Beis Din two new judges to fill out the Beis Din. V'yidu b'fneim, and they'll testify in front of the newly constituted three-judge Beis Din. V'yomru mekudosh mekudosh, and the three judges will say, mekudosh mekudosh, she'ni yachid nemen, aliyatzmo. The third witness can't be a judge on his own, because a single judge can't be relied on to accept the testimony to declare Rosh Chodesh by himself. You always need a minimum of three dayanim. So to review what we learned today in Perek Bey's Mishnah Test, we learned that in the aftermath of Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua about the what day is Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Gamliel was gozer that Rabbi Yeshua has to come to him on the day that he thought was Yom Kippur with his walking stick and his money belt. Rabbi Akiva saw that Rabbi Yeshua was very perturbed about this. Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry. The Pasuk says that whatever Rabbi Gamliel says is the halacha, regardless of whether b'metzias he's correct. Then Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, who agreed with Rabbi Yeshua in terms of the calculation. And Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas said to him, look, if we start questioning Rabbi Gamliel's cheshbon, we're going to have to question every Beis Din's cheshbon from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Pasuk teaches us by not mentioning the names of the Shivim Zakenim that any Beis Din is as authoritative as the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we learned that Rabbi Yeshua in fact took his money and his walking stick, and he went to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne on the day that Yom HaKippurim, that he thought was going to be Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Gamliel got up and he kissed him and he said, Bo B'Shalom Rabbi V'Talmidei, because you are my Rebbe in Chachma and you are my Talmud, in that you accepted what I had to say. Now Mishnah Aleph, Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph tells us that Beis Din and all the, if everyone saw the new moon, everyone knew that there was a new moon, or if Beis Din had accepted testimony for the new moon, but they had not yet declared Mekudosh, and then the day ended, it is not Mekudosh. The next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Then the Mishnah told us that if Beis Din were the only people that saw the new moon, two members of the Beis Din should become witnesses and testify in front of the other members of the Beis Din. What if they only started with three members of the Beis Din, and all three of them were the only people that saw the new moon? So two of them become witnesses and draft two new dayanim onto the Beis Din, and the witnesses testify in front of this newly constituted Beis Din, and then they declare Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Beis.